I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. As of this morning, nonviolent offenders booked into Atlanta's detention center will no longer need to secure a cash bond to get out of jail. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms signed the ordinance last month, saying people accused of minor crimes should not be held in jail because they can't afford to pay a bond. The ordinance maintains the ability to impose bail and other conditions for violent offenders, repeat offenders, and those who fail to appear for their initial hearing. Across the country, cities and states have been moving away from cash bond as a step towards criminal justice reform. Governor Nathan Deal is temporarily giving up on a controversial tax break for Delta and other airlines that buy jet fuel in Georgia. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
Deal proposed a tax break that would save airlines about $50 million each year as part of a larger overhaul of state tax code. But lawmakers removed that section after Delta cut ties with the National Rifle Association last week. In a press conference Wednesday, Deal says he will work with Delta and other leaders on a separate way to make the tax break happen.
I am committed to finding a pathway forward for the elimination of sales tax on jet fuel, which is going to be non-negotiable.
Delta says its decision to end the discount program with the NRA was not political in nature. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A grand jury has filed nearly a dozen criminal charges against two white Gwinnett County police officers who were fired for beating a black man who was handcuffed during a traffic stop. As GPB's Destiny Robinson reports, the officers are charged with felony aggravated assault and violation of their oaths of office.
Last April, officers Michael Bongiovanni and Robert McDonald were caught on video hitting and kicking Demetrius Hollins as he lay handcuffed on the ground. The officers were fired. CBS 46 reports the two would plead not guilty. According to the 10-count indictment handed down by the grand jury, Bongiovanni, who was a Gwinnett County sergeant at the time, allegedly pointed a gun at Hollins and later lied about him resisting arrest. McDonald is seen on the video recorded by a bystander running up to Hollins and kicking him in the head while he was handcuffed on the ground. McDonald is charged with aggravated assault, battery, and false writings. For GPB News, I'm Destiny Robinson in Atlanta.
Georgia is closer to adopting a voting system that leaves a paper trail. The state Senate voted 50-1 in favor of a proposal that would replace electronic touchscreen voting with a paper-based system. It awaits House input. Some lawmakers have pushed for paper ballots for years, arguing that paper ballots can't be electronically hacked and can be easily verified in the event of an audit. According to the bill, the future Secretary of State should choose an optical scanning voting system by June 2019. Depending on when the state sets aside necessary funding for the new machines, the new system would have to be put in use either in 2020 or 2024. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.